Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dawn Patopoulos back on the show. Dawn's a great member of our Brain Trust, and she is the founder of BestBizHelp.com, the author of Accounting for the Number Phobic, that's probably you, a survival guide for small business owners, and she's our good friend. Dawn, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. Hey, Dawn, in any given year, I'll do two or three interviews with people who are from or working in the virtual assistant industry. Mm-hmm. Our good friends over at Team DoubleClick are the ones that I think of the most, that have been around the longest. And so in any given year, I'll introduce my audience to the concept of a virtual assistant and talk about the industry. And in her case, in the case of Team DoubleClick, we would mention that company's name. And so that's an industry that's been around since the internet has been around, and it's been pretty prolific out there. A lot of people have used it, but you've got a story to tell us about one particular company in that industry, don't you?
Well, I really do. There's a company called Zirtual, or used to be called Zirtual, in the last 48
spell
hours.
That.
The company
spell
completely
that.
Imploded.
Can you spell it?
Zirtual. Like
okay.
Virtual, but
yeah.
With a Z.
Okay, I got you.
And it was, Maureen Donovan ran the company, very high flyer, out of Silicon Valley. They got $11 million in startup capital. Tony Say, who started Zappos, was one of the original investors.
Mm.
And I think one of his lieutenants was on their board. They only had a couple of people on their board. But the story is really a tragic story because it didn't have to end like this, Jim. And, you and I, we're all about the numbers and we're all about small business survival, right?
Right.
That's why I wrote the book, a survival guide for small business owners. And there's only one article in Fortune.com that actually describes why this thing imploded. And one of the primary reasons is that they did their projections, right? And projections are really dicey because nobody has a crystal ball. But you have a pretty good idea when you've got 400, are you ready for this? 400 full-time employees.
Wow.
On your payroll. And she did.
Now, was she paying those people to stand by, or was she paying those people as she needed them?
She had them on payroll. I mean,
wow.
They were full-time employees.
They were being paid to stand by.
That's right. That's
to be ready,
right.
To
and
be
they were getting
ready to
benefits,
go.
And they were getting the whole
routine. Wow.
Yeah, because the
that's
whole
not
idea
the models. That's not the models that I know that are working. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Well, here's
go
the ahead. Thing. And the reason why is because she was paying them whether or not she got paid. Right? So the margins
right.
were very, very thin.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of Zirtual was that she was going to completely disrupt an entire industry. Instead of having just a million subcontractors,
mm-hmm.
which is typically
which is
what
the
happens,
typical,
right?
That's the DoubleClick model.
Yeah, and you get, and the company basically marks up the time.
And they take a little bit away.
Oh, they take
yeah.
a little
mm-hmm.
bit of it, and they create, they're the marriage broker. They're the in-between.
Right.
They create
right.
a platform
mm-hmm.
so that you can find the right person, all of that.
Right, and they don't have payroll, basically.
They don't have payroll. That's right. So that means they're not paying benefits.
Mm-hmm.
They're not paying. And so let's understand something, Jim. Nobody talks about this, and this also has application for the gravity guys. Right? The gravity payment
mm-hmm,
guys, Dan
mm-hmm,
Price.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about him in a second. But at any rate, what happens is if you pay somebody a dollar as a full-time employee, the true cost of the business is closer to $2.
Yeah.
Okay? And nobody thinks about this. They think,
mm-hmm.
oh, I want a minimum wage of $15. No. If you have a minimum wage of $15, the cost of the business is $30 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you got 400 employees. The beta, the difference...
Mm-hmm.
is $1 million a year.
Right.
Okay? This is big money we're talking about. We're not just talking about.
So it sounds that the founder and the projector of these numbers didn't really understand how to run a business. They were more entrepreneurial than they were operators.
Well, I think that's true. And she makes an admission, right? This is a pretty hard public lesson to learn. She said, you know, we were penny wise and pound foolish. We didn't hire a professional CFO from the beginning. Because if we had, we would have caught this
Think of the investors that didn't demand that when they put $11 million in, right?
Well, so, how about that?
So bottom line is the company's no more, right?
The company is gone.
They sent out
a notice customers and all of their employees.
Yeah.
I mean, people were on the phone crying.
Just,
this is a tragedy.
Just crashed. Yeah, it is. I hope it doesn't hurt the industry because there are a lot of good people out there plowing these fields that are good people with a good model like we talked about earlier.
With a necessary service.
Yep, absolutely. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.